This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Skyborne No. 3, Phoenix Flight, by Jessica Corey. Read by Emily Iden and Michael Gallagher. Chapter 1, The Hunter. Stone made for an unforgiving pillow. As he woke, the hunter groaned and turned his head, feeling as though his skull had been split by a sledgehammer. The hard rock beneath him was cold and indifferent to the pain thrumming through his body. When he peeled his eyes open, he saw nothing but muddy shades of gray all around. He was in some kind of crumbling palace, walls of great stone blocks that were half collapsed, dead vines clinging to everything. Beyond that was nothing but mist. A sudden burst of pain in his leg made him squeeze his eyes shut again. He struggled to recall what had happened. His last memory was of his quarry, the smug little crow and his sparrow friend. The hunter had been about to set to work, his fingers tingling with anticipation of their screams, when
I was attacked.
A burly high clanner had come out of nowhere, wielding a sword. They'd tussled, and the hunter's thigh had been cut. He'd taken off, vowing vengeance, swearing to make them suffer for his pain as none of his past victims had suffered before. Then what?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?